from Manitoba to the Mexican border at McAllen, Texas. In winter, I could hear the trucks crawling up 281 as I went to sleep. In summer, I would sit on the front porch with my parents and grandparents, watching the lights of cars as they traveled up and down that road. We were thoroughly landlocked. I had no river to float on, to wonder about. Highway 281 was my river, its hidden reaches a mystery and an enticement. I began my life beside it, and I want to drift down the entire length of it before I end this book. Other than curiosity, there's no particular reason for these travels, just the old desire to be on the move. My destination is also my route, my motive only an interest in having the nomad in me survive a little longer. I'm not attempting to take the national pulse or even my own pulse. I doubt that I will be having folksy conversations with people I meet as I travel. Today, in fact, I drove 770 miles from Duluth, Minnesota to Wichita, Kansas, speaking only about 20 words. A thank you at a quick stop south of Duluth, where I bought orange juice and donuts, a lunch order in Bethany, Missouri, and a request for a room once I got to Wichita. The development of credit card gas pumps, microwaves, and express motels has eliminated the necessity for human contact along the interstates.